Welcome to the Accountability Coach Podcast. I am thrilled to have you on board with me today. We're diving into the world of proven business success principles that are all about helping you make more money and work less, because who doesn't want that, right? I'm on a mission to guide you towards your ideal business and your ideal life. So buckle up and get ready for some powerful insights, and let's turn your goals into reality. This is Ann Backrack. Today we're talking about four ways to preserve your company culture as you scale your business. Now, your business is scaling, which is fantastic. It means that your business is successful and growing, as is your team. And it's more important now than ever to preserve your company's culture, or what made it so great in the first place. A symptom of rapid expansion can be feeling like the spirit of the company is not the same as it was. With more people joining your team, they can have an impact on the overall culture of the company. More individual personalities means more voices, and the core set of values that you once established may be lost among the noise. Scaling your business doesn't mean you need to choose between success and a strong company culture. In fact, if your culture is well defined, many of your new hires will echo those values and uphold them as they help you grow your business. So let's explore four ways to preserve your company culture as your team continues to grow and you scale your business. Number one, have a well-defined set of company values. Your company culture is what is demonstrated through actions, not words. That being said, start with a well-defined and well-documented set of company values. Reflect on what sets your company apart, and make sure that you focus on the qualities you value, not the perks and just the benefits only. So, for example, it's more meaningful to say that part of your company culture is to value your work-life balance, and recognizing that it means something different to each person than to say you offer 15 vacation days per year. So to go even deeper, you could say your company values work-life balance. But if every manager is staying up late, working and not using their vacation days, that trickles down to the culture of the individual team members as well. Nobody wants to be caught stopping work earlier than the boss. Actions, like in this example, speak louder than words. Your company values should be documented where every team member can easily find it, such as an employee handbook or an onboarding document, and the values should also be talked about. Remind team members of your values in weekly stand-ups, or on company-branded presentations, or in a meeting with clients. Make it a priority to routinely assess whether you're setting an example of these values and if they still make sense for your company as you scale. Number two, hire for culture fit first. Preserving company culture starts with who you hire. Technical skills can be taught, but at the core of your company is its people. What are the qualities you're looking for in a potential candidate? What are their values? When you begin the interview process, make sure your values are clearly defined to the candidate and create a set of interview questions that can assess cultural fit. About 46% of newly hired employees will fail within the first 18 months, so set them up for success before they even come on board. Look for candidates who have done their research and are self-aware about their strengths and weaknesses. If you've clearly defined the company's culture before and during the interview, and the candidate feels like they align with your values, they'll feel a part of the team from day one. Number three, empower team members to help define the culture. The actualization of your company culture trickles down, while the core of it seeps upwards. What that means is that everyone from top down, from the leader of the company to each manager and employee, should be an example of the company values. Managers of each team should be empowered to inspire those values within their own teams and empower their individual team members to make changes to help shape the culture. But it's really every member on the team that helps to define the culture, and that should be recognized and valued by each of the team leaders. Preserving the company culture is not about dictating what everyone's values should be, but encouraging a growth mindset and recognizing the achievements of your employees. When employees feel empowered and valued, turnover is much lower, and they become advocates not only of your products and services, but of your company overall. Number four, get feedback from your team. Fostering a healthy company culture, especially as you grow, means being open to adapting. You may keep the traditions that make your company fun when it was small, but keep an open mind to changing based on feedback from your team. If you're not in the day-to-day of company operations, you may need to rely on feedback about what the most important aspects of your culture are. Additionally, if you feel like an employee isn't behaving in a way that aligns with the company's values, make sure to communicate that to the employee in a constructive manner. Something may be going on with them that's affecting others in the organization. And while you don't need to foster personal relationships with each employee, the ability to connect with them is an important part of being a leader. How much of your company culture you preserve as you scale depends on how much you care about it. Preserve your company culture as you scale by being an example of your company values, hiring to fit company culture, and adapting as the company grows while maintaining the core of who your business is. Unlock a blueprint to your ideal business and ideal life by scheduling your free consultation with me today. And after investing your very valuable time with me, I hope that you gained insights and ideas that will propel you to even greater heights in every facet of your life. Please share the wisdom by passing on my Accountability Coach podcast to help ignite others, which can be found on most podcast platforms and in most English-speaking countries. And subscribe to the Accountability Minute for daily guidance on proven business success principles. I salute you for your hunger for more, your drive for wanting to be even better, and your unyielding commitment to becoming the architect of your destiny. Want more proven business success tips and resources? Well, of course you do. Subscribe to my blog by going to accountabilitycoach.com/blog and aim for what you want each and every single day. Until next time, make it a great day, today and every day. I appreciate you listening. Oh, and by the way, if you're getting value from any of my podcasts, please take a minute to leave me a short rating and review. I'd really appreciate it, and I always love to hear from you.